Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear fellow believers in our Savior, I think we all experience this phenomenon from time to time. It happens, can be late at night and you're hungry. So you get up and you open up your refrigerator and you take a look at everything in there. And you take a look in your freezer and you look at all the food that you have in there. And then you open up all your cabinet doors and you take a look at all the food that you have there. And then you sit down and you say to yourself, I have nothing to eat. And then foolishly, later on we can get up expecting to find something different. And yet when we look at everything that we have, all the food that's right there, we can still say to ourselves, I don't have any food. Now, do we ever do this when it comes to the blessings that we receive from God? Our God is a plentiful God who gives compassionately, and yet when we have our wants and our desires, we may fail to see that God gives compassionately to us if only we would pray and ask of Him. Or we can take a look at all of the blessings that we have, and yet we can say to ourselves, I don't have anything. I don't have that much. Well, when we feel this way, when we have these thoughts, it's good for us to take a look at this account of Jesus feeding the 5,000. For here we see that Jesus truly is a plentiful God who gives compassionately. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now, a couple of things here I want to mention. First of all, this is the beginning of Jesus' third and final year of his ministry. And at this point, he is at the height of his popularity. Hence the reason why this massive crowd is coming to Jesus. Second of all, the disciples had just returned to Jesus after Jesus sent them out to do mission work around the area. And third of all, King Herod had arrested John the Baptist and beheaded him. That's the news that Jesus heard about that's mentioned here. And so because of all of these reasons, the massive crowds, the fact the disciples have just come back, and the fact that King Herod had beheaded John the Baptist, Jesus decides to sail across the Sea of Galilee to be alone with his disciples. But when they landed, they weren't alone. There was a massive crowd waiting for Jesus. And not just waiting for him. They were bringing all of their sick to Jesus, hoping that he would heal them. And how does Jesus react? Jesus does not become upset that he couldn't be alone with his disciples. Instead, he has compassion on these people, and he heals their sick. And that's a lesson that we can learn from that. For whatever reason, in our minds, we can think that God is more concerned about other things, that he has better things to do than to listen to us praying to him. For whatever reason, we can think that if we are going to God with any of our problems, we may be bothering him. But does God ever say that? God says, cast all of your burdens on me. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened. Bring all and any of your problems to me because I care for you. I love you. I will take care of you. And think about it. If Jesus would take the time to help this massive crowd and heal them, he will certainly take the time for you to listen to your prayers, to have compassion on you, and to help you, because he is a plentiful God who gives compassionately. But while Jesus is dealing with this massive crowd and healing their sicknesses, he still takes time to teach his disciples a lesson. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Essentially, what the disciples are saying to Jesus is this: Jesus, you've done enough for these people. You have healed them, and now send them away so that we can be alone as you wanted. And besides, Jesus, it's getting late. You should send them away so that they can go and buy food for themselves. But Jesus doesn't listen to his disciples. Jesus says, they don't need to go away. You give them something to eat. Jesus makes the disciples face their own problem. He says, you give them something to eat. Give them something to eat. How could Jesus possibly ask this of his disciples? Certainly they didn't have enough food to feed 5,000 people. Certainly they didn't have the money to buy food for all of these people. So how could Jesus tell them, you give them something to eat? Well, in John's gospel of this account, he specifically tells us that Jesus said this to his disciples to test them. The disciples have seen Jesus perform miracles. They have seen Jesus raise people from the dead. They have seen Jesus control nature. In fact, they have seen Jesus performing miracles right then as he was healing the people. The disciples knew that Jesus could do all things. Therefore, Jesus wanted his disciples to say, Jesus, we can't feed these people, but you can. You are a God who can do all things, and you are a plentiful God who gives compassionately. Fortunately, that's not what the disciples did. They said to Jesus, we have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. The Greek here actually shows just how pessimistic the disciples were. Literally, they said, not do we have anything except these 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. So instead of opening their eyes, seeing who was in front of them, a plentiful God who gives compassionately, they were only focused on what they didn't have. And they complained about it. Do we ever see ourselves as disciples here? Jesus is our plentiful God who gives compassionately, and yet we can think maybe God really isn't that compassionate in his giving. We can think that way because sometimes we just feel entitled. Therefore, if God is compassionate, he would just give me whatever I want. Or maybe we don't think that Jesus gives compassionately because we may feel rejected by God, because we have prayed to him for something in the past and God didn't answer that prayer in the way that we wanted. Or maybe we don't think that our God is plentiful, because just like the disciples, we can say, not do I have. I don't have anything. I don't have all that I want. I don't have what everyone else has. And so because of our misconceptions about God, we do not view him as being the plentiful God who gives compassionately. Instead, we can just be focused on what we don't have. But it's good for us to open our eyes to see what Jesus does here. After the disciples said, we don't have anything except these 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, Jesus said, "Bring them here to me." And then he told the people to sit down. He looked up to heaven and he gave thanks. Perhaps this is the most amazing thing about this miracle. He gives thanks to God. And notice, he doesn't give thanks to God after he performs the miracle and feeds all the people. He gives thanks to God before that all happens. He thanks God because he knows that God had compassionately given him that small amount of food, and Jesus knew what he was going to do with it. And this isn't the only time we see Jesus doing this in his life. Everything that he did, even including eating and drinking, he did it to glorify God and to give thanks to him. And Jesus did all of that for us, to be our perfect Savior. And when it came to all of our sins, even those sins that we don't thank God for what he has given to us, or we complain about what we have, all of those sins, Jesus said to his Father, "Bring them here to me. Let me be condemned in their place so that you can have compassion on them." So here we see how plentiful our God is who gives compassionately, for he gives us salvation that is plentiful. God does not say, "I will only forgive you so much. I will only forgive you for this sin so many times." No, our salvation and our forgiveness is guaranteed. It is finished and it is limitless. We have a compassionate God who gives plenty. But this is not the only way that our plentiful God gives compassionately. After Jesus gave thanks to God, it says, then he gave the food to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Jesus fed over 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And those people, they didn't have just a few scraps of food. They weren't left begging for more. They all ate and were satisfied. Out of his compassion, Jesus gave the people plenty, but there was also plenty left over. Each of the disciples went out to pick up the food that was left over, and they all ended up with a full basket. Can you just imagine that look on their faces at that moment? Earlier, the disciples said, "Not do we have. We don't have any food." And now each and every one of them is holding a full basket of food. They would have been filled with awe and amazement at how their God was plentiful and who gives compassionately. And isn't that true of us as well? Yes, we have those times when we say to God, "Not do I have. I don't have anything. I don't have enough. I don't have what everyone else has. I only have this small amount." But even though we may not have a whole lot, or have what everyone else has, don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on what you do have. As Luther said in his explanation of the first article of the Apostles' Creed, God compassionately gives us clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, spouse and children, land, cattle, and all we own and all we need for our lives. Jesus compassionately gives us all of those things, and we have plenty for what we need for our lives. But God's compassion doesn't end there. Scripture says God richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. God compassionately gives us things for us to enjoy. Just think of the plentiful amount of things that you have that makes you happy. These are all gifts from God. And when God gives us these things, Scripture also says, God gives generously to all without finding fault. So when God gives us things, He doesn't do it because we deserve it or not. If God were only going to give us things because we deserved it, then He would not give us anything. But instead, out of His grace and out of His compassion, He gives us all things without finding any fault in us. He just gives those things. And so, like the disciples, let us look down and find awe and amazement at how much our Lord has given. For He is a plentiful God who gives compassionately. So when we have those times when we think we don't have enough, that we don't have what everyone else has, ultimately don't focus on what you don't have, but on whom you have. You have God, a God who knows all of your needs and knows how to take care of them. He knew our need for salvation. Out of His compassion, He gave us His Son to take away all of our sins. God knows all of our needs that we have for life, and out of His compassion, He gives us what we need. And not only does He give us what we need, but He also gives us things for us to enjoy without finding any fault in us. We are richly blessed by our God, because our God is plentiful and who gives compassionately. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now confess our Christian faith by using the words of the Nicene Creed, which you will find on page 31 in front of your hymnal. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated for the offering. And during the offering, please sign the friendship register in your pew.